From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, live game action, Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. Bring on RP and Ranger Proud, writer for Lead Sports New York, the Ranger Proud, the page. RP, a little over half the game thus far, Rangers up 3-0, man. RP, we got a bad connection. Call right back because we got a real bad static in the background. Call right back in. Rangers up 3-0. Rangers have pretty much controlled the pace, especially more so in the offensive zone tonight. I'm really digging what the fourth line is bringing to the table. We'll talk about that though. RP, let's see if we can bring it back on. See if we got a better connection. RP, you there?
I'm there. We better.
Perfect. Crystal clear. Perfect, man. what's your thoughts on this game thus far, man?
Now that they're playing a feisty game, I like it. Lindgren's battling with someone right now. They've been playing hard. They've been fighting. They've been hustling. They've been skating. And David Quinn always says when they skate, like you even say, when they really skate hard and fast, they're a real tough team to play against. And they've just been all over the Dallas Stars tonight. And they're playing a little feisty, the Rangers, and I like it. It's a different look to them for a change. They came out ready to battle for this playoff spot. They look really good.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking about this game, before the start of this game, the keys for the Rangers to win, number one was the energy, like you said, but more so the fourth line. The fourth line up until this point has played tremendous hockey. The McKeg line, they're, in my opinion, helped catalyst two of the three goals of the Rangers, especially the Mika Zibanejad goal, because they won the neutral. They came on for a couple of shifts in the first period, but that second shift they had in the neutral zone when it caused the turnover to set up the Mika Zibanejad goal. Lemieux did not come off for a line change, and he got deep into the almost behind the net, set up the pass for Mika Zibanejad for the 2-0 game at the time. And even in the first period, Adam Fox setting all things right early on in the game. But I really liking the energy from the McKeg line, man. They have really caused a lot of issues that the Dallas Stars don't want to do. Dallas likes to open up things with the defensemen, and they've done a good job locking those guys up into this point.
Oh, I agree. I tell you, McKeg's a funny story because when he first made the team at the beginning of the year, everybody was like, you know, he's only here to hold the spot for, you know, Elias Anderson or Kraftstav. And, you know, here you are, 13 games left after tonight, and he's an everyday player on the fourth line, and he really carries that line. He's been playing very, very well. That line in general has been playing great, given the team fits. But the one thing about tonight's game, I'm just noticing the Rangers just look incredibly fast. 5-on-5, 4-on-4. They just look, they are flying out there tonight. Their speed is taking control of this whole game. It's really impressive to watch. It's just a great way to start off this real important week.
It is, man. They play very well in their offensive zone. It seems like, I don't know the advanced stats for tonight, but it seems like they spent a lot of time in their offensive zone tonight. And that's not really what Dallas wants. Now, Dallas, defensively, they're very good as far as getting back on defense, but the Rangers haven't really had a lot of, you know, fast, I'm in rushes, anything like that. It was more so the Rangers are just playing smart hockey. And playing fast and smart hockey, and it's actually doing well. I mean, they even had. I mean, this game could be 4-0. There were opportunities they had that they didn't have. Like for instance, the backhand by Panarin, he kind of mishandled it. Zibanejad had an opportunity and hit the post. Yeah, you know, little things like that. But I mean, overall, man, they've had Strome has shot well. Shesterkin has made some great saves. Even the fuse of turnovers that the Rangers did have, Shesterkin was there and made plays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just watching now as we're on the air and taking a peek in. And I tell you, Lemieux, Gauthier, and I think it's Howden out there right now. And they're just causing Dallas fits. Lemieux might be having his best game in probably the last 15, 20 games. He is just all over the place. Howden set up, was involved in the first goal. Great forechecking tonight, digging, standing in front of net, taking a beating, doing all those little things that he needs to do to be a successful hockey player. They're just – right now they have four lines that are just flying. Obviously, Zibanejad picked up his 40th goal in his 53rd game, having a phenomenal season. How him and Panarin are not more in the talk of MVP, just I'm totally dumbfounded by it. If anyone or any few players should be in a conversation about bringing a team up to beyond its capabilities and its capacities, it's these two guys. I mean, this team is 3 points out of a playoff spot with 13 games to go. You can't ask for much more. The youngest team in the league, so. I mean, the Rangers fans are having a great year, getting to see some really good hockey. And, you know, playoffs are right there, Steve. We've given away some points. We didn't have the greatest week last week, in our season. But for whatever reason, I'll take still being 3 points out when you still have a lot of the destiny that you can control on your own. So, and, Steve, Kako finally scored a goal. Things are looking up.
Yeah, I was going to even get to that because off the recipient of the Howden pass, Kako getting his ninth goal that made that 3-0.
Goal.
There it is. So
there it is.
He's got the fourth right there. That's good, man. It's a nice little breakout because we've seen him, and even in the last couple of games, just look frustrated when things weren't going his way mentally. It's good to see him break out like that versus a pretty good Dallas Stars team, man. It really is. Really happy.
Oh, it
him.
Is.
Really, really happy for him. It's a team win anyway, man. Causing a turnover in the neutral zone, beating two defenders, getting the rebound off of the shot off of I believe it was a Zibanejad, and then he poked it right back in. So I mean, he's just been in the right places at the right time, whether it's after a faceoff or after a shot off of Mika Zibanejad. Because when you have Mika Zibanejad tearing up the league pretty much. Eyes are going to be on him, and you're going to have other guys like Panarin and guys like Kako if they happen to be on the same shift, or Buchnevich, either or.
Well, it's great because now other teams have two guys that they really got to worry about because Zibanejad's lighting it up and Panarin's always been lighting it up, and now the team just became really hard to defend. Now they became really hard to defend because where do you put your top defending, your shutdown line? Who are you going to knock out? You're going to try to knock out Panarin and Strome. You're going to try to knock out Zibanejad and Buchnevich and when Kreider comes back. So it can show everyone that the Rangers can give teams fits when they play like this. They're playing fast. They're playing hard. And that one thing with that Kako goal, it was all stick work. So he went around the goalie, off the goal line. That I'm telling you, that might have been that thing that we were looking for, that, you know, the force that turns on now, all of a sudden it comes in waves. Those two really strong goals for him tonight might just be the right time of the season to get him going.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Even the Dallas Stars are trying to find ways to mentally be back in this game. I mean, they're picking fights. I saw Brendan Smith fighting with Jamie Benn. Now, you see Brendan Smith use the jab, man. Using the left jab, man. Beautiful, man.
Yeah, it is fun when things are going our way, right? And Shesterkin, like you said earlier, Shesterkin got that rust game, that horrible devil game out of the way.
That's what it was.
Which was a smart move by Quinn. You know, he had to have a first game after the injury, and it was going to be rusty because he missed 2 weeks. So it's horrible that no one likes losing to the Devils, and they were playing really well. But you get that game over with, and now you bring him in tonight in two periods. You got a 4-0 lead, and he's made several sharp saves, and he looks comfortable and good again. And really quick, Steve, everyone saw Chris Kreider was skating today on the ice before the team had practice. He wasn't in full gear, but he was skating, cutting, shooting. He looked really good. And, you know, you might see him in a game or two coming back if the ankle and the fracture looks like it's healing up well. So the Rangers might have avoided, you know, between these two injuries, they might have avoided something. They did lose Filipiedl tonight. They just said it was a lower body injury late in the first period. He'll have to wait another day to see really what his status is. Obviously, he probably won't be playing tomorrow night, so the Rangers may have to make an emergency call-up if that's the case. Because I think, I don't know if Haley's available or not, and Kreider is out. And now, if you lost Hedl, we'll have to see what happens. I think the Rangers have Colorado tomorrow?
Yeah, they got the Avalanche. Yep.
Yeah, so another tough game. Every game's a tough game. I mean, the Rangers next 14, I think out of the next 13 games, they have one team that's not in the playoffs. I think if I read that correctly. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but they are having fun tonight. They're having their way with the Stars now.
That is, as the conclusion of the second period happens, I know they had the tripping penalty to set up the power play that's going to carry over into the third period. This is why I wanted to emphasize on the fourth line tonight, because we talk about who's going to make up for the energy that Kreider would have brought. And you're seeing guys like Gauthier, and then you've got Di Giuseppe, and then, not Lindgren, but the other guy I was just talking about, McKegg. McKegg, this is the second time I've seen him in this period. One time earlier in the period where Brendan Smith kind of got sloppy with a puck handling, and McKegg came up to clean up his mess. He's doing a great job defensively is what I'm saying. They're really shutting out the Dallas Stars, not necessarily on the scoreboard, but just – any momentum. Lindgren had a nice hit that set up the fight. You saw the 4-on-4 earlier on in the later on in the period. Lindgren again with a nice hit. It's just a tough physical hockey. I mean, he's becoming a fan favorite, man.
There is no doubt about it. He's our Girardi replacement. I keep saying that. He reminds me so much that style and that snarl when he throws a body. He throws such clean, hard body checks like the one tonight. Sometimes players got to realize, I know you got to stand up for your players, but he did nothing wrong with that. It's not his fault the guy had his head down as he came into him. What a terrible body check that was. So how he got a 2-minute roughing penalty for getting punched in the face is beyond me, but at least I got a power play out of that one. So
yeah, that was a clean hit on Klingberg, man. And I know that Gurianov wanted to fight with Lindgren and then set up his double minor about 6 minutes left in the first period, something like that. But this is the first 40 minutes has been all – I say 38 of it has been all Rangers, man, maybe 39. I'll give the Dallas Stars half a shift in this out of 40 minutes as we do this live look-in. It's what the Rangers have been doing since the All-Star break. When the four lines have come together, and this is more so when Kreider was there, but now he's not there, and Philip Hedo's kind of banged up. They're keeping the pressure. They're cycling in the offensive zone. They really got the Dallas Stars really off bounce, man, off pace. Just great, great hockey. The Dallas Stars cannot get into the way they want to play. I mean, the last time they played them, RP, man, I think they put up 5 of them on us at the Garden, man. I mean, it's a totally different game, man. Totally
different
game.
Team, though. This team is, in my opinion, over the last 6 weeks, they found an identity. They really did find an identity. Even when they, look at, in the position that the Rangers are in, chasing and trying to leapfrog so many teams to make the playoff spot, every loss is like real defeating. When you look over the month of February and even March overall, they're just playing such good hockey right now, and they're all relying on each other. You all know who each other are. There's a comfort level on the rink. They're actually a whole unit, and it took 60 games, 50 games for Quinn to get them set up like that, and now he's got them in a good spot. They play so much better with Shesterkin in that. People can say what they want about Hank and Gorgiev. This is Shesterkin's team. You could just see the confidence he has in goal, and it just dictates to the other players. And it used to be, if everyone remembers, when Hank came up first time, his first couple of years, the Rangers knew if they made a mistake on the ice, Lundqvist was going to be able to stop that puck. And it's the same thing with Shesterkin now. It's like mirrored the way it's happening. So it's fun to watch. It's a tough road ahead. Carolina's winning tonight late in the third over Detroit, which we knew that was going to happen. The Islanders of Vancouver just started. They're tied at 1. So, a lot of scoreboard watching. It's going to be a great, great end of the season run. Wherever the Rangers run up, this is all gravy, guys. If you asked anyone at the beginning of this year that you'd be this close to the playoffs with 13 to go and we're playing meaningful hockey in March, it's not selling off. We're not talking about next year already. Like the last two seasons, I'll take this any day of the week.
You're talking about the confidence of Shesterkin in that versus Gurkhov and Lundqvist. Shoot, you should see the confidence in myself, in me, Steve, watching Shesterkin in that. When I watch the other guys in that, man, I got the stress balls going, man. I'm on pins and needles. I'm worried.
Isn't it weird?
Every time he comes into the offensive zone, I'm like, I'm on edge, man. Not tonight. I get the Devil game was a throwaway game. That was a throwaway game. That was a rust game. I agree with you on that.
It had to be done. And I give Quinn credit for putting him back in tonight. I would have really been pissed if he didn't put him back in tonight because everyone knew it was a rust game. And people can say, oh, but they're pros alone. When you sit out for 2 weeks, you have a rib injury. It you need that one game. Practice doesn't do it. Not that he had a lot of practice anyway, but practice isn't going to do it. You know, he would have stolen that game if he would have beat the Devils. That's what everybody would have said. Oh, he hadn't practiced, he hadn't played, he was injured, he comes back and he steals 2 points from New Jersey. Or you get played, but he looked rusty, he wasn't sharp, or is he ready, is he hurt? It's like the same storyline. You kind of know where either topic is going to go. So I was very happy that he put him in tonight, and, I mean, he looks great. Now, Quinn did say he wasn't starting the same goalie both nights. But the way Shesterkin's playing now, you got to think if the score should hold up or stays relatively with this kind of lead, he might go with the kid again tomorrow. It all depends, I guess, how he feels and so forth. It's hard not to play the hot goalie when you're in a playoff race with 13 games to go. I don't care who the goalie is. It's something he's got to consider. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also in this game, a lot of people talk about the offensive power of the defensemen of the Dallas Stars, and which is rightfully so because they probably have the best young core of offensive-minded defensemen in the league. I would put them up there with anybody with John Klingberg and Esa Lindell and Hiskinen. But we have Adam Fox, dude. We have Tony DeAngelo. And what I really love the fact that Adam Fox made his presence felt tonight with 2 points through 40 minutes. You know, with the opening goal, he had the part of the other assist to help the fourth goal to go up 4-0. Tony DeAngelo has been very active as well, although it hasn't shown up on the score sheet. His puck handling when we're in our offensive zone, it's like teams have to deal with our – I think that's another big difference between the last couple of years and this year is the quality of defenseman play. And we still even haven't gotten Trouba up to speed yet or what we thought we would have had him out of his Winnipeg Jet days. And I think those days are probably going to come, maybe not this season but next season. But the whole point is you look at Adam Fox and Tony DeAngelo, just those – and then Lindgren. You know, like our unit has that balance of – offensive punch and some toughness out of our young core as a defenseman. And I think we're outplaying the Dallas Stars. We're outplaying the Dallas Stars defenseman tonight, which is a lot of their game is through their defenseman and Jamie Benn, then up to Jamie Benn and to the top lines and rattle off guys like that. Just a very, very quality game, man. Let me ask you this, RP. This is something I've noticed since the All-Star break, too, and they were on that serious point streak. On the road, more so than anything. What is it about this? And we've seen this out of past Rangers teams maybe a couple of years ago when we were really in the playoffs when we had, you know, A.V. was the coach. And I'm talking about when we go on the road and we're always winning. Like, it seems like the Rangers are very comfortable
road,
since
the
All-Star break.
The road warrior mentality, very comfortable on the road. You know, especially to the younger guys, playing in front of Madison Square Garden, your home crowd is great. But, man, there's a lot of pressure to win there. And when you go on the road and it's just you against the world, it's just a different animal, and they just seem to grab to it. Which, if you're going to be a wild card team, Steve, is a great attitude to have. Because you're going to be on the road most of the playoffs. You're not going to have home ice in many of these games, at least to start. So that mentality that I can take on the road in Boston, or I can play on the road in Philly or wherever it may be, it's a great attitude to have. And that's where you have young kids who really don't have much fear or anything. You know, these guys don't know the heartaches of the Ranger teams over the last few years. They've read about it and all, but most of them are in high school and Pee Wee, and it was just different. And this a young bunch of kids, they really don't know any better. You know, the veterans are pulling them along and they're leading them, and Fox and Lindgren and Kako and guys like Gauthier and DiGiuseppe, which were two great call-ups for the Rangers. It all just seemed to meld together, and a lot of it had to do that they didn't trade Kreider at the deadline, even though he was sick and then he got hurt. The Rangers kept their team intact. They traded Brady Shea away. If I had to take my odds chemistry-wise, I'm fine with that. I got to tell you. So I think a lot of it just has to do on the road. They have no fear. There's no difference to them if I'm playing at home or if I'm playing at road. I'm 19 years old, and I'm a professional hockey player. Who cares?
Let me see. Like you mentioned earlier about scoreboard watching. Like you said, the Islanders are at Vancouver. You said the Canes are beating the Red Wings. I know it was tied at one point, so they're beating them, right? Did I hear that correct?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I was looking at that.
The Hurricanes are beating the Red Wings.
The Hurricanes are beating the Red Wings by two, and now the Islanders are losing 2-1 and already to Vancouver. So.
Okay. And I know Florida, they got to go into Dallas next. So the next time the Dallas Stars have a home game, it's going against the Panthers. Let this be the start of something, a nice stretch or a strong finish to the season. We're right in the thick of things, as you already know. Losing that Devil game really sucked being at that game, RP. It was a rough game, although it was a rough game. No, because had we won, of course, we'd be right. I mean, we'd be even closer than we are in the wild card. We'd literally be a point behind the Canes and the Islanders. But because that did not happen, hey, you know, take this thing on the road and play very, very solid hockey. They're winning the face-off battle. I mean, they weren't really winning it earlier on in this game, but they have definitely taken over that in the second period. Well, I really like the fact, RP, before we go on, because I know they're about to start the period, we'll wrap it up. The first 10 minutes of each period especially, it's really been all Rangers. And for a team that's the home team in the Stars, it's really taking them out their game. And I love to see that. I love it. I love it. I know this is an NHL era, just a sports era where you see nothing but offense, 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 and I get that. But, man, I'm old school, man. I'm old school like you are, RP. I actually like defense. I prefer defense, honestly, in all sports, honestly. I mean, some offense is good, but the fact that they're doing this on the road, this is a huge lead going into the third period, man. Any final thoughts you would like to say? We'll be back next Tuesday, but, you know, this is the Live Looking podcast with Ranger Pryor. Your final thoughts going into the third period as the Ranger are up for nothing, hopefully to hold on. What was your thoughts?
They need to absolutely hold on to this game. Now I just, you know something, it's going to be a fun ride, 13 games to go. Maybe they make the playoffs and maybe they don't, but I tell you what, they're going to play hard all the way to the end. You can't ask more for a Ranger fan. This could be our playoffs or our playoff run to get there. Either way, it's a hell of a lot of fun to watch. So I'm just looking forward to see what the next couple of weeks bring. Would love to be playing some playoff hockey in April for the first time, and we'll just have to see what happens. Right, Steve?
Yeah, we definitely see. You know, I would love to see an empty netter by Kako get a hat trick out of this.
That'd be sweet.
If it was an empty netter, that would have meant that the Stars have scored at least two to get back into it. So I don't want that. But if it happens to come down to that and they put the empty net situation, they pull Ben Bishop, let Kako, number 24, get a hat trick, I would love to see that. That would be great. RP, we'll see you next Tuesday, man, of the Ring Podcast with Ranger Proud. Of course, Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, Writer for Elite Sports New York. And see the commentary. RP, I know we're getting to the NCAA college hockey as well. I'm looking forward to discuss that with you as well. Sangre Azul. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.